Marbeca Method was our approach to our DJ business. What we didn't know when we started our DJ business in 1989 was that we had a lot more real-world experience than a lot of DJs did. And I made the assumption back then that mobile DJs were in the same frame of mind that I was in terms of this being a part of the performing arts, and that they had similar backgrounds, radio and stage, or at least one of those things. And then I found out that a lot of guys came into being a mobile DJ by accident because they liked music or they liked gear or
needed a part-time job,
needed a little extra income. This was an easy way to do it, and I didn't know that until years later. But anyhow, so the Marbeca Method, when DJs ask us, you know, how we did it, that was the impetus behind starting Getting What You're Worth, which was initially a one-page sheet of notes that I took to an ADJA meeting in Orange County, California, and just said, I thought I was telling them the obvious, you know, well, you do a business plan and you see how many jobs you can do in a year and you divide that by how much it costs and you come up with a number. And it grew from there as more and more DJs asked. And the Marbeca Method was, we didn't have an idea for the Marbeca Method. We were just taking my stage and radio and nightclub experience and applying that to our DJ business. And Rebecca was taking her administrative director's skills and applying that also to our DJ business. And by doing so, I didn't think I was doing anything out of the ordinary or anything fantastic or great. We just wanted to make a living working together, is all. And so when DJs started asking, we had to ask ourselves, well, what is it that we do? What's really different? What's unique about what we did? And initially what we came up with was that we put the customer first. And that wasn't a slogan. It wasn't a catchphrase in a magazine ad. It was real. We had a real relationship with our clients. So the Marbeca Method, we had to call it something when DJs started asking. So our company name was Marbeca Entertainment. It was our method of doing what we did. So for those of you who are coming to the Marbeca Method workshop thinking, I'm going to get better, that's a true statement, but that's not, in my mind, why you're here. The Marbeca Method is not about improving your skills. It's not about improving anything about you. It's not about you, really, at all. It's all about your clients. That's what the Marbeca Method is. Getting better, being better, is a result of putting your clients first, having their best interest at heart. A natural result of that is that you excel at what you do. It's a different way of thinking, just a slight tweak, but that's really what made us different. There was nothing contrived about what Rebecca and I did for our clients. There was nothing tricky or sly or anything. It was all right there on the surface. And so the Marbeca Method is all about enhancing your client's experience. And if you do that, then improving is a natural thing to do. Coming up with unique ideas that's going to make their day memorable, like the love story and expanded introductions at a time when DJs weren't even using a microphone back in 89. Most DJs, you know, they were all about music. And the reason that we invented the love story and we were doing these expanded personalized introductions and the slideshows and everything else that we did was because we put our clients first. Using the Marbeca Method, if you take the Marbeca Method to heart, you will end up being spectacular. Audiences will gravitate toward you. And they'll take your business cards, and they'll pay your price, and they'll keep your calendar full. Word of mouth is amazing when you get outside of yourself and put people first. Pretty amazing. So you end up being spectacular without ever upstaging your client, without ever really drawing too much attention to yourself, at least intentionally. And if there's a secret, that's it. If there's a secret to our success, that really was it. So as a practitioner of the Marbeka method, you're a facilitator. And albeit you are a really good facilitator, you are a professional facilitator, and you accomplish what you accomplish not for yourself but for your clients and for your audience. It's pretty cool. It's all about the relationship. Those of you who know me know that I don't believe in accidents, and I believe that we're given gifts every once in a while. And I looked down at a typo when I was doing Getting What You're Worth. I looked and there it was, relationship. And I thought, I like that. Thank you. And I used it because it really cuts to the quick about what it was that we had. It was a real relationship, and a real relationship is very difficult to get by doing everything over the phone. How many of you married guys, you know, proposed over the phone? You know, did you?
Text.
So I understand destination weddings, and I understand the necessities, but that's stepping down from and dealing with what you have to do to get the job done, but it's still a step down from actually meeting with people. And so a relationship, a real relationship, takes time and trust, and that happens sitting down with somebody and being able to look at them in the eye and watch their body language and see how they move and react. And that can't happen on the phone. That can't even happen on a video phone thing. So relationships happen in person. And then you start to understand that what we are, and that's the reason it's all about love, the Marbeka method is all about love. It's about the love that you have for an audience, the love that you have for the work that you do, love that you have for your family and for yourself, enough to pay yourselves well enough to live on it, to earn a living, to provide for your families without having to rely on another job, unless that's your passion as well. So love yourself, love what you do. And then you expand the circle. Buddha said man is the center of a circle, an ever-expanding circle, or I'm paraphrasing, I'm not exactly sure of the quote, but something to that effect. When you expand the circle and realize that it's not only about the love that you have for all of these things, it's also for your clients all about love as well. Whether it's a bar mitzvah kid and the bar mitzvah family, or whether it's weddings and people coming together in that way, or a landmark birthday party, or whatever it is, for them, that function is all about love as well. Oftentimes, wedding receptions are family reunions. Oftentimes, a lot of these big events are family reunions for people. And for them, it's about love. So being a great master of ceremonies is about loving your clients and loving and respecting your audience, showing your audience respect. And so I'm going to be teaching ways that we can love our clients and respect our audience throughout the course of today and tomorrow by doing a good job, by doing a solid professional job of being a master of ceremonies. As a master of ceremonies, you won't do all of these things. You won't do the work. You won't attend workshops and set up a video camera in the corner of your events and film yourself. You won't practice every day if you don't love yourself and your clients. You just won't do it. You won't put the effort in to improve. There's always an underlying push, and that's what it is. So if you don't care or love what you're doing, chances are you're not going to go to the trouble or the effort. Master of ceremony skills is the most important skill set that you can have other than music programming. Because unlike a love story can be extremely powerful, but it comprises between 10 and 20 minutes of a 4 or 5 or 6 hour event. And love stories can definitely change lives, especially, you know, masterfully performed love stories. But it's still a small part of the program. Being a master of ceremonies, it's the whole ball of wax. It starts at the very beginning of the event, the first person walks through the door, and it ends when the last person walks out. And you are never not a master of ceremonies throughout that entire event, front to back. There's nothing that will affect your ability to charge a livable salary, professional fee, like being a true master of ceremonies. Nothing. Being a mobile DJ draw.